Welcome back to the High Impact Flicks channel. This is some Secret Service level protection from the family's best friend. Watch this dog tackle the kid to get him out of the way while he deals with the advancing threat. Then he gets between the kid and the other dog. Get that good boy a new chew toy and all the treats he wants for the rest of the year.
People ask me all the time, "Hey Brian, do you really use that keto elevate stuff and does it really work?" The answer is yes and yes. Never in my entire life have I lost body fat so quickly. Not even in my prime at 25, which is over 25 years ago. I'm approaching 54 this year. If you want to support the channel and do your health a favor, grab some with my link in the description.
Going. He complimented Donald Trump repeatedly. At one point, he used the phrase, "Make America Great Again." It was, to put it mildly, not the kind of thing you normally hear at a rap concert. And then, 2 days later, Kanye West was in the hospital. Well, at the house of his family's exercise trainer, a man called Harley Pasternak, West apparently suffered some kind of mental break. Pasternak called an ambulance to pick him up. West was taken away, and then he was sedated with at least 7 different psychiatric medications, including benzodiazepines, lithium, sleeping pills, and olanzapine. News reports suggested that West had experienced a profound psychiatric episode. He'd gone completely off the deep end. He'd gone crazy, and they've been saying that ever since. West, over time, though, told a very different story. In his telling, after what he'd said on stage in Sacramento, Harley Pasternak was trying to shut him up. Pasternak, he said, was not simply a trainer, but instead an agent of ideological control. Pasternak's job was to keep West from straying from the script, and he's willing to use powerful drugs to do it. That's what he said. But very few people took that claim seriously. In fact, it was exactly the kind of thing a crazy person would say. "My trainer drugged me into submission. He's trying to make me into a zombie." Right. Sure he did. "Have another olanzapine shot, Kanye. You look tired." So that's where the story stood until the other day. Nobody believed Kanye West. Then West posted something remarkable on Twitter, which for some reason virtually all of American media ignored, which is odd because media outlets are not usually in the business of ignoring remarkable things, but they did. And what he posted was a picture of a text exchange that he had had with Harley Pasternak. Pasternak was explaining that West had better stop saying, quote, "crazy stuff." In other words, he'd better get back on script or else he would be severely punished. Quote, "second option, if you don't shut up, quote, I have you institutionalized again, where they medicate the crap out of you and you go back to zombie land forever. Play date with the kids just won't be the same." End quote. Try if you can to imagine a more sinister threat than that, a more chilling threat than that. "Do what I say or I will turn your brain to mush."
They can't control you. They can't. They try to suppress you, but that's how they try to categorize
they
you.
They can't control me. You get what I'm saying? They can control Shaq. They can control Charles Barkley. They can control LeBron James. They can control Jay-Z and Beyonce.
But not you, man.
But they can't control me. You not see, you. It ain't no name I won't name. Right. It's up.
Not you.
You know what I'm saying? And just for Minister Farrakhan, I love you, but the way you read that, I took that as a slight. You know what I'm saying? I don't take no disrespect from nobody, so let's get on the phone and let's talk that out. I don't care who you are. I ain't taking no slights from nobody, right? I ain't taking no slights from nobody. It's God. That's the only person that I serve. My mom ain't here. My mama was sacrificed.
Me too.
You understand?
Yeah. I'm Christian too.
Michael Jordan. What about him? His daddy, right? Bill Cosby, his son, right? Dr. Dre, his son. You know, out in Hollywood, a lot of people come up missing. Feels like it might be a lot of that in order to control, traumatize. They want to monetize and traumatize. And God loved me. You understand? They hit me. Gap, Adidas, all that away. Still, Forbes, who hate me, right, had to write net worth $400 million. Jesus is king. God loved me.
That's more important than speaking in life.
That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? And this truth is going to be heard. Y'all can't send none of y'all Meek Mills, y'all Puffies, y'all Lil Boozy, none of these names, none of these people that have to listen to y'all because they're dealing with, they have legal. I never killed nobody, right? I'm the pussy that never killed nobody, right? But that means I can say whatever I want and not go to jail.
But if we can get enough verified users, and we're going to prioritize Twitter search, replies, mentions by verified users first. This is very.
That's what getting that's what calls amplified.
Yes. So if you're payment verified with a blue check mark, then you'll be prioritized. The net effect will be over time that the verified users will pretty much always be at the top of comments and search, and you won't really see. You'll have to scroll far to see the unverified users, which will be the bots and trolls and whatnot.
Oh, fuck no. No, he didn't. Oh, no, he didn't. I'm gonna beat this motherfucker's ass. God, mother, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Are you shitting me, Bobby? You damn flooded the whole goddamn neighborhood and left goddamn hoes speaking on. Fuck, son.
A big argument sort of back in whatever it was, June or July, about like, should we even do yield farming at all? And I was kind of like, oh, I don't know. This whole thing seems like weird. And aren't there risks? And like, what if these platforms get hacked? And like, it's like such a huge pain operationally and, you know, accounting wise and all of that. But yeah, I lost that argument, I guess. I'm now very glad that whole summer. For me, a lot of it was just about sort of, readjusting my expectations and being open to whatever happened. I think like every week or so, something like weirder than the previous week would happen. And I was like, okay, I was like, I just like mentally, you know, adjusted myself to, you know, okay, we're farming comp. And then it's like, oh, now we're farming these things that are like foods. And then now we're farming these like whatever weird like meta food things. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I did manage to get away from my initial skepticism and end up embracing the mindset of like, great, gonna like go out and look for like whatever like the weirdest, dumbest thing people are talking about today. And like, that's gonna be the thing I'm working on today.
But Sam is not a traditional billionaire because he believes in the concept of earn to give, which means his goal as a human is to make as much money as possible just to give it away. Earn to give. And that's exactly what he's doing.
So let's say that you have $100 and you want to figure out what you can do with it to help the world. Earning to give is thinking about which causes, which charities save the most lives per dollar. This $100 can go as far as it possibly can to help the world.
Last year, this 29-year-old guy donated $50 million. Next year, he's planning to donate $500 million a year. And next decade, he will probably give away more than $10 billion.
The amount of good that you can do for the future of the world is really large, and it's way more than you can do to actually make yourself happy with anything like that amount of money.
And he is funding everything you can think of. Global warming.
It's one of the biggest problems that we have to tackle together as a world.
COVID-19 preparedness.
We have to be ready for the next pandemic.
Neglected tropical diseases.
More than 1 billion people suffer from them. We have to eliminate these diseases.
And of course, animal welfare.
Animals deserve to live just like we do. It's also why I'm vegan.
Sam doesn't need the money to buy a Lamborghini or to buy a Rolex or to impress his friends. In fact, his car is a Toyota Corolla.
Hold on. Where's your car?
It's that one there.
That's like what, a Toyota?
Yeah, it's a Corolla.
Why don't you buy a Lamborghini, man?
I didn't have any particular need for one.
He wants to get rich in order to impact the world and change it.
In managing the decisions on which projects to to invest in, because I'm very fortunate. My deal flow is insane. I see everything. Mm-hmm. And I have to disclose, I'm a paid spokesperson to FTX and a shareholder there too, because we mentioned them. And big advocate for Sam because he has two parents that are compliance lawyers. If there's ever a place I could be that I'm not going to get in trouble, it's going to be at FTX.
Guys, we already know that they want to decimate the dollar, destroy the economy, bring us into a cashless society, and eventually make it difficult for us to even get food. That's why I constantly promote My Patriot Supply. Every chance I get, I turn my fiat currency notes into long-term storable food. This stuff is awesome. It's got a 25-year shelf life. And one thing we're all going to need is storable food. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. With my link in the description, you get $100 off of every order instantly. It'd be a good idea to order it while you can, because I'm not sure how much longer they're going to be able to ship this out. My link for your $100 off discount is in the description below.